I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. State lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto and approved tighter restrictions on jailhouse informant testimony. This law applies to serious crimes like arson and murder. Prosecutors now have to conduct reliability hearings on the informants, and they have to provide defense lawyers with information on the witness's background at least 30 days before trial. John Hanlon directs the Illinois Innocence Project, which got 11 people out of prison. He says jailhouse informants have long been controversial.
I like the fact that we will now get to find out more about a jailhouse snitch. We get to find out if they do this as a matter of practice, if they've done it before.
Hanlon says Illinois wrongfully convicted at least 17 people based on faulty informant testimony. In vetoing the bill, Rauner said it would hinder prosecutors from going after serious criminals. In other news, families of Legionnaires victims at the Quincy Veterans Home soon could receive a much bigger payout if they win their lawsuits against the state. Tony Arnold has more.
Yesterday, legislators voted to raise potential payouts from the state from $100,000 to $2 million. But first, the debate turned ugly after Republican Peter Breen warned the state could be on the hook for bigger payouts in unrelated lawsuits. That prompted this response from Democrat Stephanie Kifowit.
I would like to make him a broth of Legionella and pump it into the water system of his loved one so that they can be infected, they can be mistreated, they can sit and suffer by getting aspirin instead of being properly treated, and ultimately die.
When Republicans demanded an apology, Kifowit said her words had been twisted and mischaracterized. I'm Tony Arnold.
Former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will keynote an awards dinner at the Chicago Crime Commission today. The CCC is a private group advocating for effective crime-fighting laws. Before his forced resignation, Sessions regularly echoed President Trump in asserting Chicago wasn't fighting violent crime the right way. He supported stop and frisk and criticized a plan to reform city police under court supervision. He said forcing officers to document every time they draw a gun would make crime worse. And a new proposal would designate Route 66 as a National Historic Trail. U.S. Senators Tom Udall and James Inhofe introduced a bill to help revitalize cities and towns that sit along the Mother Road connecting Chicago and L.A. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. This week, President Trump dismissed his administration's own report on climate change. Illinois Congressman Bill Foster serves on the Congressional Science Committee. He's an outspoken critic of the president's position on climate change. This week on the 21st show, Foster was asked if he thought the recent election would change attitudes around science in the Trump administration.
We've not had the head of the EPA in front of the Science Committee for the 2 years that we've been operating under President Trump, or the head of the Department of Energy. Now, who typically would come before the Science Committee to talk about the DOE science programs. And so this, I hope, will change at a minimum.
Foster says he'd also like to see more effective oversight of science agencies with political appointees. Illinois' official bicentennial celebration is next week. The final poll conducted as a part of that shows the funeral of Abraham Lincoln and the Chicago Cubs' 2016 World Series victory lead the list of top 10 Illinois moments. Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library spokesperson Chris Wills says those were followed by a variety of events.
You've got women getting the right to vote in Illinois. You've got Lewis and Clark beginning their cross-country journey and starting it in Wood River here in Illinois. You've got the state voting to end slavery and ratify the 13th Amendment.
Other top moments include the operation of the world's first nuclear reactor at the University of Illinois back in 1942, the election of Barack Obama to the presidency, and the World's Fair, and the arrest of former Governor Rod Blagojevich in 2008. I'm Jennifer Fuller.